to you, my dear companions, accept these lines, I pray. A most impartial trial has occupied the day. 'Tis from this Spence Broughton to show his wretched fate. I hope you'll make reformation before it is too late. The loss of your companion does grieve your heart full sore, and I know that my fair Alan will my wretched fate deplore. Think on those happy hours that now are past and gone. Now poor unhappy Broughton does wish that he'd never been born. One day into St. James's, with large and swelling pride, each man had a flesh woman a-walking by his side. At night we did retire unto some ball or play. In these unhappy pleasures our time did pass away. Brought up in wicked habits, which brings me now in fear, how little did I think my time would be so near. For now I'm overtaken, condemned and cast to die, exposed a sad example to all that pass me by. One night I tried to slumber and close my weeping eyes. I heard a foot approach which struck me with surprise. I listened for a moment, a voice made this reply: prepare thyself, Spence Broughton, tomorrow you must die. Oh, awful was the messenger, and dismal was the sound. Like a man that was distracted, I rolled upon the ground. My tears, they fell in torrents, with anguish I was torn. I'm poor unhappy Broughton, and I wished I'd never been born. Oh, that I had but gone to some far and distant clime, a gibbet post for Broughton would never have been mine. But alas, for all such wishes are in vain. Alas, it is but folly and madness to complain. Farewell, my wife and children, to you I bid adieu. I never should have come to this had I stayed at home with you. I hope through my Redeemer to gain the happy shore. Farewell, farewell forever, I soon shall be no more.